Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com. It's like
rain. 57 degrees right now at 7:23 on Wisconsin's Morning News. Bringing in Storm Team 4 Chief Meteorologist Brian Iznanski live on the Tri-County Contracting Hotline this morning. Chance for severe weather this afternoon, or I'm sorry, we're looking at like early this evening, right, Niz, for the timing on this?
Yeah. So some changes from, you know, from last night when I was on in the evening and looking at some stuff this morning, and I'm sure Tyler Moore outlined it as well on news today. But there was looking more like last night that we would get, like even here in Milwaukee, we would get some of these initial rounds possibly clipping us like early in the day today and into this afternoon. Now it's really looking like this afternoon rounds and whatever could come in earlier is going to go to the northwest of us. Maybe still like Dodge County and Fond du Lac gets clipped with it, but here in Milwaukee, we're going to be dry through most of the day. We're looking at our timing for most of southeastern Wisconsin to have a line of storms move in between like 8 o'clock and 11 o'clock this evening. So it's looking like a squall line type scenario that will first hit our western spots during that 8 o'clock time frame and then making it to the lakeshore by 11.
And Tyler was saying this morning, and I imagine you concur, on the front end of that, Niz, the main thing that we're going to be looking for is, outside of some isolated tornadoes, these straight line winds that are going to be in the leading edge of this.
Yeah, 100%. So when you hear the risks, you know, you see the Storm Prediction Center risks, we're into the enhanced category, 3 of 5. 4 or 5 to the southwest of us. This is as high as we've been so far this season. So this is our greatest severe risk setup overall. And the one ingredient, when we look at all sorts of different ingredients, sometimes there's ingredients that you think, ooh, this could spawn a tornado, and we could get an isolated tornado. Or there's ingredients that conduce big hail. But what we have today is what we have is what's called like a lower level jet. What basically happens, you know, the jet stream that's high up in the atmosphere, pieces of that work down closer to the surface. So just above the surface without thunderstorms, there's going to be winds that are 60, 70 miles per hour that's not even attributed to any thunderstorm. Then what happens with the thunderstorms is you get the downdrafts and it pulls that wind down towards the surface. So with this line of storms, basically what you already have outside of a storm is 60, 70 mile per hour energy that the storm could easily grab from. So straight line winds is definitely the primary threat with it this evening.
I guess the best news, if there is any good news, Brian, is that due to the recipe that we're looking at and due to the conditions and what you just mentioned, that we have a pretty good idea of when this is going to happen and how bad it could possibly be.
Absolutely. The timing of the main event line has been very, very consistent with the computer models. Now, one thing that I'm noticing this morning, I got to dive into maybe exactly what's happening. Maybe they're just a couple crappy computer model runs. But not only have the computer models keeping today's stuff to the northwest, but also the main line of storms this evening doesn't look quite as potent. It doesn't look to be as strong as what I was looking at last night. Now, there could be a reason for this I have to dive into. One of the reasons that I'm looking at here is, look at it outside. It's gloomy. It's cool. It's foggy. There's a chance that the models are picking up on that the air is going to be a lot more stable here in southeastern Wisconsin because of that wind off of the lake. This happens many, many times. I don't want people to put their guard down, but the most recent data we're getting right here doesn't look to be as bad as what I was seeing last night, but that could quickly change. That could all of a sudden, you get enough of a south wind versus an east wind, and then all of a sudden we're back to here we go. Definitely still a big potential this evening, but starting to see a few signs that maybe it won't be quite as bad.
Big day ahead for you and Storm Team 4, and is appreciated. I know we're going to lean on you today for constant updates, so thanks for joining us.
Yeah. Hey, wish me luck. I got the Voice finale on tonight right during the time frame.
Oh, no.
Phones are going to be ringing. Why don't you people
We'll see how that balance goes. See you guys.
Take care. Oh, man. It's tough whoever's at the assignment desk answering the phone tonight. Yes. No, we know, sir. Yep. No, we'll replay it at another time.